Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
Hello.
How are you?
Nice to
meet
you.
Melody.
I'm a little nervous to see what it is.
You should be nervous.
I'm
going to tell you right now, it's going here.
I'm
going
to be mad, you think?
It depends on your sense of humor.
I'm a little nervous. I think my tattoo is going to be much crazier than hers.
I'm freaking out.
Are you really?
Yes, big time.
So you don't want it big and you don't want anything crazy.
Man, imagine getting a tattoo of someone you've known for 3 years.
Well, I'm
going to
let you know you have all of the above. It's going over your
heart.
Yeah,
I'm trying to think, who do I tell? Over
my heart.
Oh my God, I'm really, really scared.
It's pretty crazy.
I wonder if we're going to stay friends after this.
All right, we're going to
reveal. Count
down. 3.
Oh man.
2. 1.
Oh no.
Oh, it's on a tit.
What the fuck did you put? Is this me?
That's right on a chest.
Fucking hell. Thruple or no?
Why did you put that on me?
I want to talk that, to you. Wait.
What do you want
to
talk to me?
I have a secret to tell you.
I think
you're
dirty.
That's not dirty though.
Bitch, that's
have,
dirty to me.
I
anybody that looks at that looks like you're fucking
you.
Like spitting, bro.
Can I talk though or not?
Well, then tell me.
Like, I love doing threesomes with you. Like, I just loved it. And I fell in love with you.
What?
This is stupid.
I'm not gonna run after her if she's gonna be nasty
don't.
To me.
You might get knocked out.
I understand.
That's weird.
I understand.
Oh, man.
It says thruple or nah. Let's go inside and just get her to tell us what it
it's
means.
It's not a good one.
Thruple or nah.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Damn thruple. It's a three couple. So, you know my boo that I have now? I want us to be in a relationship, me, you, and Daquan.
I've never fucking met Daquan.
Oh, you're gonna love him.
Hey, he's great.
I wanted it on your heart so you can know
that's
how much
weird.
I...
That's weird. Yeah, like I'm explaining this to my kids.
I want it on your heart.
And it just like puts a bad face to polyamory, honestly.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
you're
what
blasting
I was
this like
preach,
hyper-sexualized
yeah.
version of a thruple.
I love a dude
in
a
cut off
fucking...
I thought you were showing me signs and we would have our threesome that you love me too.
Oh my God.
How is this the only way that you thought to tell her this?
So you don't want to be with me?
No. Honestly, I don't even want to like just look at you the same.
That might damage the relationship.
Yeah. Imagine if she's like, well, I don't want to be with you when you got this shitty tattoo on your heart of you spitting cum in another dude's mouth.
Yeah, for anyone at home, she got a tattoo of her spitting someone's cum into a guy's mouth.
Yeah, they're guess, both yeah. Like, imagine being in a thruple where you're getting sucked off and then two girls, they're just spitting the cum back in your mouth.
Duncan, what do you call that?
A nightmare.
Breakfast.
Speaking of cum in the mouth, we got a special guest all the way from Melbourne.
What the fuck was that?
What'd you think? Thruple,
is that
huh?
The is that the mug off you make me watch MTV?
Oh man, that's part of their great programming. What are you talking about?
We mugged you off, mate.
Just tattoo
fuck.
Of us.
That was amazing. No, that was so I didn't even really get a good look. Was I meant to be commenting during that? I didn't know what the deal
man,
was.
Whatever you feel, you know. Your silence
I
was
just transfixed.
Deafening.
They definitely put the throw up and thruple.
Oh no, Jasmine.
Welcome back to the Mug Off, baby. This is a red hot new episode. All the way from Melbourne, we got he's a good friend of ours. He's a tall boy. He's a Jute boy. He's Mike Goldstein.
Yeah, mazel tov.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It took you a while to get me on. I feel like the real mug off is that you had Gavin Semple before me.
Oh,
now that's my son you're talking about.
Man, we've tried to get you on so many times, mainly because we wanted you to be in the room. But if I'd have known if we just waited, we would get you with this dog shit goatee. I would have, I never would have tried to organize that prior.
What's with the jail cunt?
Man, it's fucking, it's rough. I've got everything from Lin-Manuel Miranda to Ali G to the like weird old guy in a boy band. You know that guy?
You look like the stepdad that I'll come home and punch on with.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like hey, I'm dating your mother now. You got to respect me.
It's got a real, don't talk to your
I
mother
look
like that
guy
vibe.
In a thruple. Yeah. I look like.
It's Mike G and my parents. And he's the disciplinary.
Yeah, it's. It's he's fun. My new stepdad, but dad's still here.
What's this is and this is a month of growth, and it comes in as a goatee, so it doesn't come in as a beard. Jesus. So it's even my shitty genetics are forcing
man,
me to
that,
be a
that,
douchebag.
That grows like that?
Yeah.
That's so fucked. That's
how it comes
so
in.
Gross. Oh, my God. If you grow your hair out, it's just the only thing that grows is a ponytail.
Oh, the ponytail's coming in. That's next.
As soon as you apply for Centrelink, it just comes up with carnival rides. Every time you search on car sales, it's strictly tow trucks.
Fucking go off, King. Oh, you man. One more?
Jesus.
Oh, man. That's fine. No, I love it. Yeah. So what's up? What am I missing? Like you guys get to hang out together still?
We're in separate locations.
We'd love to hang out still.
God, I wish we were all in the same room at the moment, living very close to one another.
I'd give anything for it.
The laws do not permit it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, so it's a good thing I have my phone handy so I could call the cops.
Don't be a Jared.
Send them to Jared's address. What is it, Jerry?
I'm not saying it again.
Mike, you've been there. What's the address there?
You've said your address? That's fucked up.
Several times. People
know it's above like a relationship counselor.
Yeah,
or some
shit. They've got all the clues and the actual address. So.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it. And the relationship with the most problems is just happening right up their stairs.
Yeah, right above their noses.
It is when you blow into town, cunt. Fucking strutting around with your shirt off.
Oh, shit.
Wait,
it's good to see you
who's
guys.
Who's the one
it's
getting wandering eyes? I imagine it's you. Monica's getting angry at you for perfing on my
what would you imagine you're me. You're in your home, your kingdom, and the hottest 40-year-old man you've ever seen is just walking around shirtless.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Your missus has seen you barred up for the first time in months.
I do. Like, they put me up in the little, there's like an attic space. It's like an Anne Frank kind of Jew.
Yeah.
And you got to go down a ladder, but I just like come down head first, shirtless, and just fucking
you slide down it like a
lounge.
Seal.
Yeah, I'm all lubed up. Yeah, it's good.
It's good of you to keep that stuff up there, Jerry, just for Mike, I imagine, up in the loft.
Yeah,
yeah, do you still shave your cha-cha every time Mike comes around, just in case?
So what else, that video, are we meant to like unpack it a little bit?
Jeez,
I don't
Mike,
know.
Yeah, we thinking? Definitely can. What was your takeaway from that, Mike?
Well, just so I've never seen that show, but the premise is you make a friend get a tattoo, and whoever's tattoo is more fucked wins.
Or? I mean, they're generally both fucked, but it's just
Are they meant to be fucked, or are they just?
Well, I guess the network just picks the more fucked ones.
Mm. Yeah, it's not like, hey, come in and we're gonna give you a nice tattoo, and they're like, yeah, I love that. It's like, man, that's shit TV.
Yeah,
there's
and
a
that
British
was,
one.
As soon as, that
when
was,
a girl takes the glasses
snooky.
Off and it says thruple or nar, and there's her spitting cum into a guy's mouth she's never met.
And just three different colored triangles?
That was a triforce.
I think the thruple or nar, after that, she was supposed to go back into the tattoo studio and circle thruple or nar.
Why would you build the question into the image?
You've got to tick one.
Back yourself and go thruple, thumbs up.
Yeah, we're in the thruple now.
Don't give her the nar option.
We're going full thruple.
Thruple or nah was rhetorical. They're working on a higher intellectual plane than any of us.
You know, at 25, you want to make a decision with a tattoo like that. Like all relationships at 25, especially thruples, they normally last.
Yeah. Who would be your perfect thruple?
The response was a tattoo that the other one got that just said, "Fuck boys, be gone," and a spray bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Snooki hosting the show, right?
Mm, correct. Yeah.
So surely, fucking.
You remember
you're not
Jersey?
Really working.
Do you remember her from Jersey Shore? You would have been about 28.
Yeah, Jersey
29.
Shore. Yeah, I remember. She was the little fucked up Ewok whore. She put the whore in Shore.
Fucking hell. How many of these has he got?
He's got a few more. Hopefully, a few more.
I got a few. I just play word games in isolation. So fun, you know?
Mike, the situation Goldstein.
Fuck yeah.
Mike, the goatee situation. Yeah.
The goatee situation. What is going on?
Man, how does Shannon feel about that goatee? Your beautiful partner. Dude, hates it?
She's
loves
not,
it?
She fucking hates it so much.
Andy, you're just growing it longer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to get it to a point where I could, like, twist it and put little beads.
Oh, yes. Oh, my Lord. Fuck yeah, dude. You know you're going
to
have to take them out when you're playing your little gay tennis later yeah. on.
Fuck no.
Now, it can be like Venus Williams hair, but just for the goatee.
Yeah, exactly. Just on my face. And that's the distraction. I think if tennis ever comes back, that'll be the my hook. It'll be my thing. Or even stand-up.
When you go pro at 42.
Yeah, yeah. It happens.
Jordan the Masters.
Yeah. Yeah, so what? I don't know. What's been going on? I have no idea what we're meant to... Are we meant to... tell each other little funny little stories?
Have you listened to this podcast ever?
It's starting to sound like he hasn't.
I didn't even bother. I was like, surely he's listened. We're all good friends of his. Surely he's seen what we're up to.
Can you blame him, really? Well,
I have a phone hacks or nah tattoo on my arm, so I just assumed he would have done us. Oh,
and in that tattoo, you're spitting cum into a capper's mouth.
Well, ooh, is there any more room in this tattoo for me?
Well, it's it's a pig in a suit, but yeah, it does look, yeah, it's a striking resemblance to it.
No, I did. Of course, I've listened. I'm a huge fan. And everyone. There's a legendary episode with Wolfie, and everyone, you know, was raving about it. Fucking yeah. Cody wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. And I'd listen to it, and Wolfie, yeah, just fucking dominates. It just talks the whole goddamn time. And the thing is with Wolfie, I can only take him in small doses. So I've been listening to that podcast for the past 3 months.
Yeah. Dude, wait till you get to the finale. It's great stuff. Yeah.
You want to know why Gavin Sample got in this chair before you? Because he did the work, okay? He got down there. He understood the format.
Big
well,
fan of the show.
He's a graduate of the School of Hard Knock Knock, so I only wish to attain such levels.
You get there, man.
Who else has done School of Hard Knock Knocks? Have they got quite an...
Chaney, do you want to explain what it is to everyone else in the universe that wouldn't know what that is?
It's a comedy school.
I think you could just tell by the name. It's like, I barely know what it is, but I kind of just guessed. It's like a comedy school, correct?
It is. It is a comedy school that I think Semple's the only comic to really come out of it and do the other clubs, because everyone else is like bucket listers and just real pieces of shit that just have a whatever, $500 to spare and just totally get fucking manipulated by some... old idiot.
To our listeners, Mike's not very familiar with the defamation laws of Australia.
You often go...
G stands for guilty.
You often... You've told me before, Mike, that you often buy a ticket to the finale just to go down there and see the young acts coming through the ranks.
Yeah, pay it forward.
Quite often not the young acts.
No. I just want to see the impressionable young women that are, you know, easily swayed.
And also then, the divorced dads doing ventriloquist acts.
Fuck yeah.
The bucket listers are my favorite. Best. They're the best comedy.
I know I look crossed with a... but I'm not. I'm a puppet.
Oh, that shit crushes. Yeah, it's always like the bucket listers usually some menopausal... lady, and it's always way overly rehearsed. And,
Yeah. I saw one of them at Raw when I was judging at Raw, and I was like, man, she's fucking in. She's like, I'm from a time, you know, all this harassment. I'm from a time when harass was two separate words, and then she slapped her ass.
Hell yeah, go off, queen.
I was like, she's fucking in.
That kind of wordplay, though, is right up my alley. Yeah. I love that shit. Yeah.
So you stand up the back of the comedy club with your leather jacket and goatee, and then you go, man, fuck these guys. I'm going to go open for Mr. Methane in Perth. I'm a real comedian, dude.
Bullshit. Are you opening for Mr. Methane?
He has.
Oh, man. He's, I not only have I met the guy, I got to host for him all week while he was headlining to let you know where I am at in the hierarchy. And for anyone who doesn't know, it's, again, self-explanatory. Mr. Methane is a guy in his 60s who wears a cape and a little mask. And he
he's in my
gets
top
on
three.
Stage. Yeah. Gets on stage and holds a microphone in his asshole while he's lying on a table and, like, farts classic songs for a half hour. And he was warming up backstage by vigorously massaging his asshole.
With your hand.
With my dick.
And what do you think opening act like means?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And he either crushes or, like, people are horrified and just leaving. But it's still, you have to respect the art and the talent. You know?
One of my favorite acts to this day.
Like, I always like that he puts the baby powder on his asshole. So you're like, oh, it's definitely not a track. Like, it's coming through live. You see the fucking...
He's dealt with haters before. He knows what he's doing.
You got to respect the sphincter control.
Guy's been doubted his whole life.
Yeah. And then he actually closes by shooting a dart out of his ass at a balloon on an audience member's head.
God, does he do box parties?
The crazy thing is that that's exactly what his guidance counselor told him he'd be doing in high school. For once, they got it right.
You're just jealous because he has such control of his asshole and you shit your pants twice a day.
This is crazy. Today, on the way home...
You shat your pants again?
I shat my pants. Like, on the way home from work today, I saw an entire shit on the seat on the train. An entire shit. Like, I'm pretty sure it was an entire shit.
Did it smell?
Like, I don't...
You'd smell a shit.
I mean, I didn't fucking put my face...
He's too busy pulling his pants up and running away.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure
it was... Into a plastic bag to freeze so he could spear himself with it.
I'm pretty sure... I'm pretty sure it was a shit night. I'm pretty sure.
Well, it comes out of your asshole and it goes back in and out.
When I was
shit some point during that step.
When I was doing it, it gave me a fair idea, but it looked a lot like a shit.
Yeah.
What would you mistake it for? It's not going to be anything else.
I don't really know, like a curry or something. I don't know.
Jesus.
Yeah, you know that perfectly formed log curry everyone
loves? No. It looked like a spilled curry. Like this is
soupy
gross
diarrhea.
But this shit was blasted. Like, it looks like it was spilt out of an asshole.
You've been fooled before, and you're like, not again.
Yeah.
I'm not eating this train curry again. Fool me once, shame on me. Yeah.
Fool me four times. No.
And the one train trip?
Yeah, third time's a charm. It's got to be curry this time.
I'm not wasting my darn bread on that one.
Well, I got a recent mug-off related shit story for you guys.
If you
want to get into the shits. So we're in isolation here in Melbourne, and I had such a heavy, heavy turd the other day, it would not flush, would not go away.
I tried everything, pushing it down, praying to it.
The toilet wasn't clogged because everything else was getting past it, but this thing had such mass and girth that it just wouldn't fucking go. And then I was like, we don't have a plunger. So I asked my partner, I said, what do we do? She said, pour boiling water on it to break it up.
That's disgusting. He's cooking it.
And I did it. I fucking boiled the kettle and then poured it on, not realizing immediately I would get a evaporated shit steam.
A It's all in that goatee too.
That thing
looks like it's got poo steam in it.
Oh my lord!
This is why it's got such fine sheen and curls to it. But it fucking evaporated shit steam hit me in the face. I was like, that's not working at all. And because we don't have a plunger, I had to go find a stick from outside and bring it back in. Chop it up.
You didn't just get mad and break it up with the kettle.
So anyways, chopped it up with the stick and then flushed.
Chopped
and then
it up.
And then pulled the stick out, and it was just like a shit lollipop at the end of the stick. And so I had to put it back in and swirl it around until I flushed off all the debris, and then I just fucking threw the stick off our balcony. And now my partner's been calling me shit sticks ever since.
That's great.
Some neighborhood dog's going to just have that in its mouth, go kiss its owner.
Yeah, that's how corona spreads right there.
It's going to be so sick when you inevitably do another one of those and have to go downstairs and pick that stick up.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to go find the same stick. And the whole thing is, like, I think it's her fault because dinner the night before was heavily lentils and gelatinous, and I think that's what gave it such mass.
Yep.
So really, shit sticks, double meaning, the stick I used to chop it up, and then that my shit sticks to a toilet bowl.
We only roast the ones we love. Did you get me a beer cup?
It's right there.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, you guys, fucking, you're living it up, you cunts. Yeah. I haven't seen anyone else in a month.
Oh, really? Brother.
Yeah. Wonder why.
Brutal.
Triple.
Yeah.
You look like a lunatic is why.
Yeah, dude. The goatee might be a start.
Fuck, it's so gross.
It's not good.
It's not even big. It's just so dirty.
It looks thick.
Oh, it's fucking heinous. Yeah. Oh,
you look like you go to like uni bars and tell girls you're a photographer.
Yeah. And then I have my van just waiting outside.
Not even about like
photos.
You ask them if they have a car.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a car I can take professional photos of you?
My house is really far away. It's out in the bush. Actually, we're going to need to get a couple of nudes just so I can see your nipples. Got a client who's really interested in nipples.
Actually, has this come up on the show? This fucking email that went around to comics. There was a nude wedding, and they're looking for a comic to perform at.
Whoa!
Did this come up at all?
It hasn't come up on here, but I have heard about it. Can you please explain? Did you get it?
Yeah. So I got the email. Apparently,
get her.
So they sent it to non-comics as well.
No! We can't. Hey! Hey,
come
what
on
are
now.
You doing, man?
No. So I'm surprised none of you guys got it. Cam James said he got one as well. I could pull it up here. So the guy, this was a couple months ago.
Have you looked the guy up on Facebook? Is he hot?
No. Well, the whole thing is he was pretending to be an agent from, he says, I found you after Googling comedians for hire. I hope you don't mind me contacting you out of the blue about something rather unusual. Are you potentially interested in a nude wedding gig? Couple nude, guest nude, you nude, right? So this was the setup, and then he keeps going, and then
wedding
or
no?
I didn't. Yeah, he says he's from some talent agency in the UK, and they'd pay your airfare and all this shit. And then eventually, what he's getting to is he goes, "Can you please send me nudes?" So I can see that you fit in with the aesthetic of the wedding and
the
couple.
Oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, nice one, dude.
Yeah, yeah. So I said, you know, can you please provide all details, including fee, travel expenses, and what level of fitness you would like me to attain before disrobing?
And that day you started growing the goatee.
Yeah.
I'm going to be match fit.
Yeah. And then he sends this long fucking email, blah, 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 like, will not say the fees or exactly what's covered travel-wise besides flights. And then I said, then he asked for the photos, and I said, hi, I would like to see a nude photo of everyone involved, including you, before moving forward, right? So I flipped the tables on this guy a little bit, and then he writes back and he goes, I'm a little offended, right? And then I just sent him a picture of Nick Capper where he's got a hole in his pants and his underwear, and you can clearly see his nightmare garbage.
Raccoons going through it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Raccoon chewed through Capper's pants and boxers again. And then weirdly, I never heard back from this fuck. So I thought it was either you guys or Cam James even, or someone no. would come forward at
no,
some point.
Circulated
never heard
quite
shit.
Widely, I think.
It's a little crook for my tastes. I'll just get a pick of you guys in the urinals. like a gentleman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's no way surely... I'm asking for nudes. Like, I've, if anything, I'm asking you to stop sending them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm very bored.
Yeah.
I get
dude,
off.
It's the same photo of your asshole every time.
How can you tell it's my asshole? Because it's shaped like the Star of David?
You've got that tattoo around it that says, my G's. Spot.
My asshole has a goatee as well.
It goes without saying. Yeah. Be offended if it didn't.
You're one of the kings of the mug off, Mike G. You fucking you love a mug off. What are some of your hottest ones?
I heard a pretty good one about you and your mate's wedding. You were telling I was going down when you were staying at mine.
The guy that I invited to the wedding?
No, you were meant to be the best man at his wedding, and then you changed the group photo to. Do you want to tell it? You know.
Sure. He he was actually meant to be on the bridal party at my wedding, and then he about a year ago, I guess there was meant to be a high school reunion. He was senior class president, so he set up a Facebook group for everyone that graduated high school with us. And for some reason, I've known him since we were 5 years old. He made me one of the administrators of this Facebook group. So immediately. I have no idea why he would do that. So I have this.
He seems pretty responsible.
He knew you since you were five, dude.
There's no way he's going to fuck with this kind of power.
I have no idea what he was thinking, but since, you know, we grew up together and we used to drink together all the time.
Oh, that's probably what he was thinking. He could trust you.
That, oh God.
You're my best friend of 30 years.
Same dude, when MySpace was a thing, I set up a fake profile with using his dad's picture and used his dad's name. And just the quote under his dad's name was, "Hi, I fuck kids." So this is... This is the same guy, and he wouldn't talk to me for like a year after that, and then finally came back around, and then
so you guys have
a picture of him
for 20 years on and off.
Oh yeah, probably all together. I've known him since we were five, but all together probably 20 years, because this photo of him that had been circulating within our group was we were very drunk in San Francisco, and we kicked. Opened the bathroom door in the hotel, and he was butt naked taking a shit. Right? So you could see.
That's just funny.
Yeah, and because he was butt naked, you could see the top of his shaft, like the neck, if you will. Right?
The neck. It's always said the neck.
Yeah, that's the neck.
Well, I get, so it you makes see... complete sense. It's right under the head.
Yours only has a head and shoulders.
My dick would staunch your neck.
You got to choke it. You
know? Oh, man. So that photo we've always had, and we would always like put it into message threads or whatever, and he would always, you know, get angry, but whatever. But since he made me the administrator of this Facebook group, I changed the cover photo, which was a school mascot, to just him butt naked on the toilet, right? And I was like... And I called one of the other guys I grew up with, and we were like watching it unfold in real time. You know, on Facebook, you could see scene by, and then just all the names of like we saw the homecoming queen's name pop up, and then when there was a foreign exchange student from.
From where?
Bing Chen. From Bing China, Chen. Bing Chen. Mm. And when Bing Chen saw it, like my one of the other guys I grew up with was like, I can't breathe. Bing Chen has seen Nick's dick. You gotta fucking take it. He's like, you gotta take it down. You gotta fucking take it down. So it was really on the up for like, I don't know, a half hour or whatever. But enough people screenshot it that eventually, like a few months later, it got back to Nick, this dude, and then I wake up to this like 8-paragraph Facebook message, and I was like, "Oh, this—they're never good."
It's about the dick.
A Facebook
isn't
message,
it?
Yeah. And he was like, "Cut me out of your life. I don't want anything to do with you." And I was like, oh, "All right, you know, fuck. What do you do?" And then because his 40th birthday is coming up, I was gonna pay all the other guys in our group that are going. I was gonna get T-shirts made with the photo on it, and then they were all gonna wear it to his 40th birthday party.
God, you got it.
But but he's since kind of come around. He messaged me recently, and he's like, "Oh, let's let bygones be bygones." And then I just immediately just sent him the picture and said, I've got you for life, you fuck."
Did you actually send that to him?
Well, no, but the thing is that I found out is that he's actually running for political office in the small town.
Not anymore, he's not.
Oh, my Lord.
But this is what
more
he thinks.
Like
he thinks
political office.
He thinks this fucking photo is somehow going to, like, pull him, I don't know, they're going to ruin his political aspirations.
Yeah,
but if anything, I think
this guy shits with his shirt off.
They'll never let him in the Skull and Bones now.
You can't be the president and also shit butt naked. You can't. I'm not voting for that man. Yeah.
If anything, it humanizes him more. People are like, I'm going to vote for this guy. Like, check out his neck. It's fucking sweet.
Check out his dick neck.
Check out his very average neck.
So yeah, that was a more, I don't know, mug off with adverse effects that I wasn't too proud of. Have you had Kieran Lyons on the show?
No.
I fucking love him, but I've tortured that dude more than anyone else in comedy.
Well, you tell us those stories, because he's not coming to me going, "Hey, you know what this weird old cunt with a goatee did to me?"
Yeah, best you get in front of this one, Mike.
You told me a funny story about Kieran Lyons when you were at his house grooming him or whatever you said. And he's this like 18-year-old boy, and you're in his house, and you said you were like in his pool, like rubbing his nipples or whatever, and his mum came home and just saw you as like a 35-year-old man with her 18-year-old son in their very fancy pool, and you were just like, "Hey, I know Kieran from comedy.
I do comedy.
I don't book a room. I'm just here mentoring him."
Every now and then, he's up the back of the School of Hard Knocks, and the guy goes, "So I've got a pool," and he goes, "I'm listening."
Mike
was
trying to get him the
School of Balloon Knot.
What?
Oh, I see what you did there. Mm. Yeah.
Sorry.
Can you explain that joke to me?
No.
A balloon knot to a butthole, and Cam was implying that I fucked Kieran Lyons and his
autistic balloon
ass.
Knot. You tried to untie that balloon knot.
I do love Kieran, but yeah, I did play tennis with him once, and then he was like, "Come to my house, I got a pool." And then I went to his house.
I love the voice.
It's exactly how it sounds.
Yeah, and I was swimming in the pool, like, and he had floaties on. It was weird. And then his mom came home, and he was, 20, and I was 34, and I was like, only through the prism of comedy is this in any way acceptable. And it wasn't, and but I wasn't rubbing anyone's nipples.
That's not what you told me the first time.
So you finished your swim, had a sauna, checked the fridge, grabbed a snack, and then out she went.
Well, his mom came home, and I was like, "Thruple or not?" Nah?
Spat in Kieran's mouth.
She wasn't into it, but I did. I did lock him on stage once. That's probably my proudest.
Oh, fuck! I think I've seen a video of this. It was amazing.
That was an amazing video.
Yeah, it was. You guys have done the Lazy Susan's comedy gig in Perth, where for whatever reason the way you get on stage is through the door leads directly onto the stage. And I just stood on the other side after he bombed for a while. And I just stood on the other side and held it shut and had someone filming out in the audience as he was trapped and couldn't leave the stage, which surely is anyone's nightmare in comedy.
You just can't leave a bomb.
Yeah. So instead of just walking through the crowd, he got back on mic and he was like, "Some fucker won't let me through." And then everyone was like, "Tell another joke," and he was just like white hot panic, and it was a real highlight for me. So, you guys should get him on. Is the whole premise seems like you get someone on and then try to bully them to make yourselves feel better.
One of my favorite mug off stories about you is because you love a prank. You love just fucking with people. Cam James had a bit of a back and forth. One time where he sent Gretel Colleen an email saying, "Hey, it's Mike G, American comedian Mike G. I'm writing a book at the moment about how crazy it is to be an American living in Australia and all the different lingo, flat out like a lizard drinking or stuff like that." He really fucked you. And then said, "Hey, if anytime you'd like to get a coffee, I would love to hang out." And she responded earnestly.
Aww. Well, the thing is, he was pretty smart about it. He just messaged her directly on her website and then said, "This is my email," and then gave her my actual email, right? So his message to her was like, "You know, send me an email at whatever, blah, blah, blah." And then out of the blue, I get an email from Gretel Colleen going, "I would love to help with your book. When do you want to catch up?" And I knew immediately it had to be him because I just told him a story about Gretel bombing at a gig.
That was at a gig we did together.
What happened?
The Parramatta?
Yeah. She was supposed to do like 7 minutes at about 15.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, and kept saying, "I don't know what I'm doing here either."
She said,
fucking tanking, dude. And she kept saying,
"Oh, she
sorry,
ate it.
Are you guys starstruck?"
Oh, yeah.
Are you
starstruck?
Is that, oof, is that, yeah. But you were on TV literally 20 years ago.
I've got a personal gripe against her. She borrowed a cigarette off me when I was working at a comedy club for her act and never returned it.
Oof. Oh.
So if you see her, tell her Yaz is coming for his Winfield Sky Blue. Well,
when we catch up to go over my book.
Do you mind putting that in the notes?
I'll be sure to let her know. But then I found a comic that...
What was
Cam
the name
James
of the book?
Always,
Who Knew Jew Didgeridoo?
Yeah. It was called Didgeridoo Don't, the stories of Mike G and his travels in Australia.
Okay, pretty good.
I'd read that.
The subtitle was, "I Am Here to Fuck Spiders." Pretty good. Then I found a comic that Cam James said some weirdness with, and I messaged him on his website, and I gave him Cam James' personal mobile phone number, and then this guy was texting Cam, and it was fucking... And then he showed up at a closing night party for one of the comedy festivals, and he was on the other side of the room, and I waved him over because Cam James was standing next to me. And Cam James just scurried out of the room like a little rat. It was fucking fantastic. Jeez.
I'll give you the W for that one, Goldie.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I've still got a direct line to Gretel, and I can ask for Yaz's cigarette back or whatever the fuck.
Thank you, if you could be so kind.
Have you got any red-hot non-comedy-related mug-offs?
Yeah, I mean... an early one I can remember is I was living in Perth for a while, and a big crew of us from the bar I was working at went down south to stay at some rich cunt's beach house. And there was a girl I was trying to impress. Mm-hmm. And at the time I was using brown balloon knot.
Doesn't make sense when he says a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of the goatee.
Yeah, continue.
Sorry, we got imagine classic gags on here. You've got to get them in. The people love them.
Oh, my Lord.
The people love them.
Do they love them?
Yes.
Yeah. You just should say, imagine being gay instead of trying to do any other type of joke. That's pretty good.
I imagine Duggan does a bit of that. Yeah. Just before he sleeps.
Yeah.
Just after he wakes up.
I imagine it when I'm asleep, wake up in a cold sweat.
Where he puts his real self back in the mind prison.
Put those Billy Elliot shoes away.
So I was using Visine or Clear Eyes a lot of the time.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Smoking a bit of weed, were you, mate?
Smoking a bit of weed.
The G stands for ganja. Kind of,
yeah. It actually stands for goatee, but whatever. One of the other dudes that we were on this trip with somehow emptied out all the Visine and Clear Eyes and filled it with lemon juice.
Oh,
and then,
God.
Yeah.
What and the then, fuck? Oh, man, that is fucking maniacal.
Did it get you?
Dude. And then was so like it was sitting out on this table that everyone would hang out outside, and I went in. I was looking for this, and then everyone was fucking watching. Everyone knew while I just unloaded lemon juice into both my eyeballs, and it fucking burned so goddamn bad.
Old Steve-O over here.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know what the fuck was going on. I thought I was dying or some shit, you know? Like, it just fried my retinas. And then the worst part is this fucking dude alpha dogged me so bad with this prank. He ended up hooking up with the chick that I was interested in.
Oh, man.
And I was cucked, right? But my eyes were so fucked up, I couldn't even complete the cuck roll and watch them hook up later that night.
Cypress Hill plays in the background. He's just walking around a bucket hat going, oh, my eyes.
Oh, yeah, so I don't know. Outside of that, comedy-related mug-offs.
I heard a vicious rumor that you were in a ska band for a bit.
Ooh.
Yeah, ska punk band called Smooth Operator.
Yeah, we might just stop the pod there.
It's no wonder you're such a ruthless cunt now, teasing everyone. You're like trying to get back at everyone for that ska punk band.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you're getting it right. We did a cover of Sade's "Smooth Operator," so it's cooler. It's cooler than you think.
Oh my lord. Oh, that sounds so gross. How big a band was it? How many members?
I'm guessing 14.
Just three. No, yeah, we didn't have the horn section that, you know, the good ska bands would have. So it was just three of us. And actually, the bass player was the dude, the naked shitter that I...
oh, really?
Eventually. Yeah, yeah.
Did he kick you out of the Smooth Operators as well?
No, like, but I've definitely fucked up any potential reunion of Smooth Op.
With your actions.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're not getting back together anytime soon, but, you know, that's probably for the best.
He probably still has your signed Real Big Fish CD. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how heavy in the ska game? Were you wearing, like, a pork pie hat?
Can I, just quickly, I noticed Duggan's gone, so who's going to make all the gay panic jokes now that he's not there?
He's just gone to go, I can see him through the other room. He's just looking at himself in the mirror and saying why over and over.
Yeah.
It's that time of night? That's his nightly ritual.
And now he's hooking into a big bucket of chicken. Well, that's not unusual.
Ooh, it's not looking good. Not in there.
So Smooth Op was we were
Smooth Ops. Huge, so your fans called you.
Yeah.
They were the ops before. They were ops before they were ops.
Yeah. So I'll try to find the demo tape for Smooth Op, and I'll send it through to you guys.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear the demo.
I can remember some of the songs. One was called Hangover, because we were 16 and fucking cool.
Yeah, man.
And,
yeah, you're in a ska band. You didn't have to sing to a song about a hangover. We knew how cool you were.
So, what'd
you have?
Yeah,
a couple of lemon ruskies?
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Lemon Ruskies. Yeah.
Or as he called them, lemonades.
Well, Mike, I don't know if you know this, but I've always felt that, you know, the world's a book, and if you only live in one country, then you've only read one page. And I reference that because I remember when I stayed at your house, there was just a big map on the wall where you'd send little pictures of yourself on every country you've been to.
That's very cute.
Yeah, that was that was all my doing, as you can imagine. I was like, you know what our apartment needs is the fucking worst shit imaginable. just a giant, you know, bulletin board with the map of the world, and then a picture of us, me and my fantastic partner, in every city
we
visited. Kieran Lyons.
I'm really the Jerry and, of this episode.
Yeah, you suck tonight, Cameron.
That's all right. Yaz is checking his phone. You guys are professionals, man. Oh,
that was just my real estate agent. Sorry.
Well, they're saying, don't worry about the rent, brother.
Oh, I'm in arrears.
Yeah, get used to it. Come.
We got to wrap this pot up. I'm going to get evicted from this place.
I can't believe Cameron let the, yeah, you are in the rears joke pass.
Oh, didn't even pick up on that one.
Too busy thinking about dude's rears.
Normally, your real estate agent's in the rears. Your rear.
No, well, he didn't let it pass, did he? We're all better for it.
Ooh, okay.
He's back.
Have another one, mate.
We got a review to read for this week as well.
Goldstein was just telling a fucking story, wasn't he?
How would you know, cunt? You were out of the room.
Well, because I came back in.
Were you telling a story?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, he wasn't.
That was not me. I feel like every time someone burps into the mic, I need to express that it wasn't me.
This is a lot about you, actually.
What, are you sending me something? Is there something I should be looking at?
Jerry's at you. This is the next 15 minutes of the podcast is Jerry trying to read a review.
You got to see him, Mike. He's got his fingers on the screen for every word he reads. He just underlines it.
Here we go.
Is this a review of the pod?
Yeah.
Or what is this?
Yeah, it is. Right. This one's a five.
It's a little something we do at the end of the pods, Mike.
This one's five stars.
That's fun.
It's a Yazzy Boy for PM from Dorinator69. Whoever rated this pod less than five stars is an unfunny coward, and the big three should add them to the rotten egg hit list. Keep up the good work, boys. Nailed that one.
Oh, that is.
Man. Fuck yeah.
We have a feeling we might know who left that that one star review. And I tell you what, he better have his fucking. Yeah, oh, make sure you have that. I want someone to drag you across the fucking concrete on.
So we will be representing ourselves in court.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. You guys are super tough in isolation when no one can leave the house. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, the moment.
So, what do you read? Only 5-star reviews, or do you read?
Oh no, we read them all.
It's all we get, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Still yet to read.
Crushing it.
Less than a 5-star review.
You have some little podcast you've got going with your weird cunt friend, don't you?
I have a weird cunt friend named Nick Capper. I believe you've had him on before.
Yep.
He said you
very
accused
funny.
Him of giving some chick chlamydia or something.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, they said I gave someone chlamydia. I didn't fucking give anyone chlamydia.
That's
I'm
not
like
how
Capper.
She tells it.
Yeah. She told us a story vigorously itching her clam.
She knows which stroke she got it on. She said it was halfway through, weirdly.
It was
the fourth stroke.
Capper looks like he's fucking riddled with it. Like, he looks like he's walking chlamydia. So, like, of course, he would have passed it on to someone. But he was like, that was his takeaway, that you accused him of spreading
it's
STDs.
No accusation. It's a proven fact. Like, it's,
right.
I think it's crazy that he's going to come back and say it didn't. To me, it's an open and shut case.
So the Phone Hacks podcast with Nick Capper. And we play fun little pranks using phones.
I've been on there
a couple
of times. Very nerve-wracking. Yeah.
How well do
Jerry was meant to be on the first episode, but he refused. He was like, it's going to be dog shit. No one will listen to it. And he flat out said no.
He's eating his fucking words now.
No, do you want to get into why I actually didn't go on it? I was in the middle of a mental breakdown from selling too many tickets at Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Was that 2018 run? You had a good one, right?
Oh, yeah,
17.
Yeah. 17.
He brought home the bacon.
I just remember quite often I'll be in the shower and I'll get a shudder and I'll feel like I have to do a show at night. That's how good it was.
Yeah. Well, we'll get you on at some point in the future, but thanks for getting me on here.
Absolute pleasure.
Could force each other to get tattoos, like if you could pick a tattoo for Duggan, what would it be?
Yaz is going to get a tattoo of me on his face. On him.
You already have both your cats tattooed on you. It wouldn't be that much of a stretch, would it?
Yeah, I mean, I'd get another pet I had in my life.
Boom. Two cats, may as well get
listen,
a big dog.
If someone wants to send me money to get a tattoo of Duggan's face, I will.
How much do you reckon it'd be? Like $300?
Like $350.
There's
send
the Patreon.
Us $350. We promise you won't get a bag with it. We'll definitely get a tattoo of me.
Looking cross-eyed. I guess.
Sniffing a steak from the other
and
room.
For an extra another $450, we can put Nick Kappa, Durian Duggan from behind.
Well, fuck, that might do it. So I might pull the stumps up, ladies and gents. Thanks
Mike,
so
thanks
much for listening.
Hey, thanks for coming on, Goldstein. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Listen to the phone hacks for sure. It's a great
and
pod.
Check out Smooth Operator.
I tried to look them up on YouTube. Please send me that demo.
That's a pre-internet band, I think.
Oh, man.
Hey, you're the fucking King Goldstein. You're my favorite stepdad I've ever had.
Yeah. Also, follow MugOff69.
Rate, and review. Fucking follow us on Instagram.
It's
MugOff69.
Probably at Mike Goldstein on Twitter.
Send us in some mug-offs you've done too. We'd love to read them out. Thanks for coming along, Goldstein. We love you, baby.
Thank you.
You to hear. Tell me it's cool, I just don't believe it. Sell out with me, oh yeah, sell out with me tonight. The record company's gonna give me lots of money and everything's gonna be alright.
This is the Mug Off, baby.